is a Fox News alert. It's not over yet in Florida. I'm Lisa Brady. Ian's a tropical storm for now, causing more damage and flooding in central and northeastern Florida. There's a lot of concern about potential loss of life, especially in the southwest, where it made landfall.
This could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. The numbers of are still unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life.
President Biden visiting FEMA headquarters to get a briefing and thank everyone working on search and rescue and relief efforts.
My message to people of Florida and to the country is at times like this, America comes together. We're going to pull together as one team, as one America.
He approved a major disaster declaration this morning and says he plans to visit the state once it won't get in the way. The president also just reiterating his commitment to help Puerto Rico recover after the U.S. territory was hit hard earlier this month by Hurricane Fiona. More than 2 million people still have no power in Florida.
We have a large restoration workforce. It's nearly 21,000 men and women. Includes mutual assistance from 30 states across this great country, and we're out in full force right now.
Chris McGrath with Florida Power and Light says they've restored power to more than 700,000 of their customers. Northeast Florida now dealing with a storm surge from Ian's push into the Atlantic.
And this is going to be an event that's going to carry into tomorrow and the weekend as it climbs north towards Georgia and South Carolina. This is something that it will still be active because of the warm waters of the Atlantic.
Fox weather meteorologist Steve Bender, Ian could regain hurricane strength. That's less than 300 miles south of Charleston. The U.S. Senate votes this afternoon on the short-term spending bill that's needed to avoid a partial government shutdown tomorrow night. Approval would send it to the House for a final vote. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas meets with the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot.
Jenny Thomas sat in a closed session for a voluntary interview with the House panel investigating January 6th. She is expected to be asked questions about her role in helping former President Trump challenge and overturn election results.
The committee has been very clear that we'd like to hear from Jenny Thomas. Her discussions and coordination.
Committee Democrat Pete Aguilar says there are text messages between Thomas and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and attorney John Eastman. The January 6th panel was scheduled to hold a public hearing earlier this week. It has been postponed, the committee said, because of Hurricane Ian. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An American in the U.S. refuses to extradite, makes a virtual appearance in a British court.
The wife of an American diplomat appeared by video link in a London court today in a case involving a fatal car crash in England. It's led to diplomatic friction between the U.S. and Britain. 19-year-old Harry Dunn died in August 2019 after his motorcycle was in a collision with a car driven by Anne Sakoulis near an Air Force base northwest of London. Sakoulis left Britain shortly after the accident, claiming diplomatic immunity. She's charged with causing death by dangerous driving and spoke today only to confirm her name. Dunn's family has been pressing for years for Sakoulis to face charges.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. Sakoulis was granted unconditional bail with another hearing set for next month. The family of a woman murdered in 1999 plans to appeal the recent decision by a Baltimore judge to overturn the conviction of the accused killer, Adnan Syed, who was freed earlier this month after prosecutors told the judge they uncovered doubts about the fairness of the probe. The victim's family says their right to be part of the hearing was violated. The Dow's down 651. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.